Praise the living God. Radio. Praise the living God from whom all blessings flow. Our God is an awesome God. Today is the day that we just come before God and just say thank you. And one of the things I believe the more we look into the Word of God, the more we can see God's Word. God is speaking directly to us. And this particular day, as I've heard it said by the ministers that I'm a part of, you know, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm glad that the Lord made it, not man. In Isaiah 6th chapter, we find the words, "It was a year that King Uzziah died." The king died, and I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train lifted the temple. Above it stood the serpent. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with two he covered it and did fly. And he cried unto one another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, "Woe is me, for I'm unclean, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I will dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then flew one of the serpents unto me, having a live coal, my, in his hand, which he had taken upon the throne of the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth, and he said, "Lo, this has touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, my, and thy sin purged." And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, oh, glory to God. I heard the voice of the Lord saying, when I read it, and he said these words, "He touched my lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who shall go for it?" Then said I, Isaiah said, "Lord, send me." And he said, Go and tell these people. And I say tonight, because tonight's the night that I want to thank God for everything he's done. And I want to thank the Lord for the teachers coming on right now. Hello, teacher. Sonia, how you doing?
I'm blessed, Dr. Hunt. How are you?
Oh, hearing you and seeing your name up here, I'm just blessed. The show belongs to you. It's all in charge. You're all in charge. Go ahead.
Father, we give you the praise tonight. This is your show. This show belongs to you, and we just surrender, Lord God, to you, that your word go forth. And Father, we just ask you to give us a word in due season, Lord God, for each and every listener on this radio, Lord God. Father, we surrender all to you. And we say, have your way. I decrease that you increase. And we give you all the praise, and we expect, Lord God, your word right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Colossians chapter 3. If you would go with me now to Colossians chapter 3. Father, we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 3.
Praise him.
We thank God for just direction on what we need to do. And, you know, we thank God for showing us the way.
Yes.
He is the way, the truth, and the life. And for everybody on this radio, whether you're saved, not saved, or you've been saved and you just kind of got off course and need to rededicate, this is a word for all of us.
Amen.
And we just, you know, and you need to speak up tonight if you need to give your life to Christ, because it's so important. These are some very perilous times. You can see what's going on, and you can see that these things are not going to satisfy you. These things are not bringing peace. And if you need to give your life to Christ tonight, we are here for you, because your next breath is not guaranteed. So as we go through these scriptures, if you we need to pray with you at the end or in the middle or in the beginning, let us know, because we are here for that. We are here to preach the gospel. We are here to minister to the lost and dying world and to bring souls into the kingdom. So we'll start out with Colossians chapter 3. And if there's anyone here that needs to give their life to Christ, don't hesitate. Don't wait. We don't know if we'll have that next breath. You don't know. If you don't know where you'd go if you died right now, heaven or hell, you need to speak up.
Amen.
Speak up so we can get it right now. Amen. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 says, "And if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." We're going to continue this, but we're going to just kind of pause and deal with each scripture as we go through it. You know, when we look at that scripture, you know, this if ye then be risen with Christ.
Yes. Oh, Jesus.
If you be dead with Christ from rudiments of the world, you know, these things of the world's principles, the ways, contrary to the gospel, act like a dead man. If ye then be risen with Christ. Here, if ye be risen with Christ, act like a living man.
Yes.
That's a little bit different than what we understand. Being a living man in Christ, Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. That's the kind of living man we're going to be talking about tonight. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So we need to seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. When you talk about seeking those things which are above, we look at not our affections of the things down here on this earth, but the things where Christ is, the heavenly things. Amen? And those are the things that are above. Those are the things that, you know, that Christ is bringing to our minds to think and act like him, the things that are above. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the living God.
So when we look at this thing about God and being separated and distinct, we are not of this world. Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. See, we are not of this world. We're pilgrims passing through.
That's it.
So we need, you know, our love and our affection need to be on heavenly things. It says in verse 2, set your affections on things above and not on things of this earth.
Amen.
Love the heavenly things and be engrossed by them, and not on the things that are on this earth, getting caught up in these materials, these positions, this worldly type of system, and where we get caught up at work and these paychecks and things like that. We have to get out. Our mind has to be the mind of Christ. Christ always focused on the mission that God had set before him to do, and not on these human things that we get caught up on, you know, the clothes and what, you know, taking thought about our future and what we have and getting so caught up in the possessions that the possessions possess us.
Mm-hmm.
So going on down to set your affections on things above and not on things of this earth. These things will take your peace. They will run you and cause you a lot of stress. So the Lord is telling us, for we are dead, verse 3, for we are dead, and our life is hid with Christ in God. Amen?
Amen.
And, you know, the notes in the Day Bible says the Christians are dead to three things. The Christian's supposed to be dead to three things. Sin, the law, and the rudiments of the world. Sin, we are supposed to be dead to this sin. We're supposed to be dead to the law because Jesus paid the price for our sin. And we're going, as we read on down here, we're going to see what we need to be doing with this flesh. But we're supposed to be dead to sin, the law, because Jesus fulfilled the law in the world. The rudiments of the... I lost my place. We're supposed to be dead and hid in Christ. So those things that we're supposed to be dead to is the world, the law, and sin. Amen?
Amen.
And going on to verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory.
My
Amen.
God.
That's the first, one of the first prophecies, and this is also covered in John 14, that's in the New Testament. Because that tells us, you know, that gives us a picture of our future right there.
Amen.
That shows us our future. So we don't have to get sit up here and get stressed out about what our future holds, because we know what our future holds. Amen? You know,
Amen.
Paul is exposing the wrong, you know, in this chapter, Paul is, he's just exposing these things, the Christian behavior, you know, and what we are supposed to be, how we're supposed to be looking at things, first our perspective, and then as I read down, we're going to be looking at our behavior. So we're going to take all of chapter 3, but we're going to take little bits and pieces at a time here.
Amen, amen.
So when we look at setting our sight on the reality of heaven means striving to put heaven's priorities into our daily practice, letting heaven fill our thoughts. Just looking back at chapter at verse 2 here, heaven, our thoughts should be filled with heaven and concentrating on the eternal rather than on the temporal. You know, we get so caught up on these temporary things that we forget eternity.
My God, teach it.
You know, those are the type. This is what this chapter is calling us to get our mind right. To get our vision right, to get how we're looking at things, our perspective right. Because, you know, we get caught up in all these things we see, and we start walking by sight rather than walking by faith.
My God.
So, you know, and dying to this life, just to kind of recap these things, means we should have little desire for improper worldly treasures as a dead person would. We dead.
Hold on, bro. Amen.
You know,
amen.
We have to check our own self on that thing. You know, if something is really riling us up, what's going on here? We got to get our stuff together here. The Christian real home is where Christ lives. You know, if we just really look at this thing, this is not our home. You know, we are pilgrims passing through. So I'm just thankful to get this word tonight, because sometimes, you know, we get caught, we get distracted by these things of this world, and we start running after things and start looking at things in the wrong way. We need to refocus ourselves this evening and get our focus back together here. You know, and we're called to think about the things of heaven, means to look at our life from God's perspective rather than our own perspective, and to seek what God desires for our life. This provides the antidote to materialism.
Yeah.
You know, this will shake us loose from getting all shook up over this stuff. We have to gain the proper perspective on material goods. When we take God's view of them, this stuff is just temporary. And that's why we have to see it. By seeking what Christ desires, we have the power to break our obsession with pleasures and leisure activities. You know, we have this stuff so set up on the pedestal that even we, as in the church, we get these pleasures going on, the Christian cruises, the Christian fashion shows and all that, and we all off a course on going into all the world and preaching the gospel and making disciples.
My
So, you know, it's just a time for us to refocus our perspective and get this thing back together, you know.
Amen.
And where we are. Let me continue on with the scriptures here tonight. So for verse 3, for ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Amen. That's our end state right there. Appearing with Christ in glory. And John 14 says that Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. In my Father's house are many mansions. And this is a direct reference to this scripture. We know our future. So going on down to verse 5, it tells us, okay, this is how you get to your future. We have to, verse 5 says, mortify therefore your members, which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. And you know, when we look at these things, the world always calling us to let this flesh be alive.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is what God is calling us to. We've got to kill it. We've got to put it to death. You can't control it.
No.
And we've got to put it to death. We've got to cause it to be. We've got to put it to death. And we've got many scriptures that really back this up, because that's the only thing you can do with these members. Praise the Lord for that. You know, when you look at mortifying the flesh, there's five things that Dake's Bible calls us to put to death, and it starts out with that fornication.
Yes.
And the fornication, all members, all manner of unlawful sexual relationship. Nothing is, you know, fornication is all manner of unlawful sexual relationship. Uncleanness, homosexuality, and all other forms of sex perversion. This is what you got to kill. It's got to be put to death. Inordinate affection, unnatural, unrestrained, excessive, and out of bounds passion and love, and evil concupiscence. Evil, amen. Wicked, and depraved desires, lust, passion, or appetite. And I mean, that includes eating. You know, we sit up here in the church, and we, you know, a lot of us are just grossly overweight. And we just continue like that. And our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You know, this is a temple. You know, and the thing about it is, you know, we have to recognize that the Word is telling us and guiding us in the way that we need to go. And I'm not trying to miss my appointment up here. In verse 4, it says that we shall appear with him in glory. So, you know, let us take heed as we go through this Word tonight, and let us make the adjustments we need to make. Amen. Verse 6 says, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in which, verse 7, ye also walk sometime when ye live in them. Verse 8, but now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Verse 9, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. Amen?
Amen.
These are, God has just given us a roadmap. He's given us just a list of how to deal with this thing. Put this stuff off. You don't have to wear this. You don't have to have this. No matter if it came down through the generational line or whatever, hey, Christ died for our sins. He died that he was bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. We don't have to keep this stuff on. Whether it came through the DNA, through the generational curse, it don't matter. He said put it off. Put off all these, because it go right back up to the top. To if ye then be risen with Christ, this is what we got to do here.
Amen.
And we're not alone in doing this. We have his precious Holy Spirit to get this stuff off of us. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication, foul language, lying, and the old man with his deeds. Don't let him leave anything behind. You know, being in Christ is the newness of life in Christ Jesus. the word tells us. We don't have to, you don't have to keep this old man. All you got to do is just take it off.
Take
praise
it off.
The Lord for that.
Praise
amen.
The Lord.
And that's what it's got to be done. It's got to be put off. And verse 10, and have put on the new man.
The new man.
We're going to take one off and put one on, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
So going on to verse 11, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, and the elect of God is all of us. It doesn't matter what nationality you are, race, color, sex, type. People that are in Christ make up the elect, not only Jews, but anyone who chooses Jesus as their Lord. That's the elect of Christ. It's the elect of God. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy. See, when we take that old, awful stuff off, we put on some new stuff. And this new stuff is these bowels of mercy, this new man, this kindness, this humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. This is the fruit of the Spirit as well. And verse 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against you, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
Do you.
And above all these things, put on charity. This is what you put on over all that. Over all that we just put on, like a top coat, you put on charity.
My God.
Which is the bond of perfectness.
My God. My God.
See, these things have to be looked at seriously, because when we're talking about seeing these miracles, signs, and wonders in our life, when we talk about doing greater works than what Jesus did, well, see, Jesus had all his own. Jesus wasn't angry and walking around with this uncleanness and fornication and all this, that don't work like that. When you are in Christ, you are a new creature. This is what new creatures look like. New creatures don't look like fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection. That's an old man right there. So you've got to have this stuff on to look like the new man.
My.
You can't be the new man with that old man. You just can't do it.
My.
So we need to check ourselves tonight. Where am I here? Because I had to check some of this other stuff off and say, I got to pull that off. I had to look at it myself and say, oh, this got to come on. Because I'm not missing my appointment up here where it says, verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. I got to be right there.
Right there.
I got to pull this stuff off. I got to pull this stuff off that it talks about mortifying, and I got to pull this stuff off that's in cahoots with this old man. I can't keep that on.
I've got
to put on the new man, and with all of his stuff. So you can't put the new wine in the old wine skin.
Because
it's going to tear up.
Yes.
And see, this wanting to be, if you're in Christ, you're a new creation. A new creature. Old things have passed away, all have become new. So we're going to see that, by what you got on. All we got to do is look at your clothes and the spirit, you know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So, I had to check my wardrobe out tonight, to see what I was wearing. Because if it wasn't lining up with this new man, it's got to come off. Because we can't miss our appointment in verse 4. Amen.
Amen.
And over all of that, we're putting on charity, which is verse 14. Over all of this that we just talked about, love is on top of all of it, like the overcoat.
My Lord, oh glory, my God.
So saints, I just want to, a lot of times I get on the radio and y'all just get exactly what I'm going through, and You know, that's something that we need to look at ourselves tonight. You know, we got to be real about this thing. It's not a dress rehearsal. It's not a performance. God see you. God see me. He see what we got on. And if it ain't if it's the old man, you can take it off right now.
Right
put
now.
Put on this new man.
My.
And amen. If anybody need prayer, rededication, anybody need prayer to give their life to Christ, we need to do that tonight. Because if you don't know where you go, if you take your last breath now, if you think there's any chance to go to hell, give your life to Christ. He's the one that died for your sins on the cross.
My God.
He is the Lamb of God. He is the perfect sacrifice. And this guarantees our eternity will be spent with him. You know, being down here is just like a temporary time. It's such a small time, but eternity is forever.
Forever.
And the Bible says in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. It's all about believing tonight, saints. And folks that have not chosen Jesus as Lord. It's all about believing. And you know, if you could identify with those things of the old man, he's got a newness of life for you tonight.
Amen.
It's just as simple as pulling one off and putting one on. It's just that simple, like you go change your shirt, like you go change your coat. It's that simple. Because it's about us believing and operating in faith by what we just read. Because, see, the Bible also says in Hebrews, without faith, it's impossible to please God. We must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Amen.
You know, this is what I'm talking about. The gospel is about believing that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, believing that the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and believing that by his stripes you heal. That's what Jesus did for us. He paid for our sins. We don't have to carry him around. We don't have to carry that burden. We don't have to drag that chain around anymore. And you know, as you set your faith in Jesus Christ, it will turn your life around, no matter what you're going through tonight, whether you need a healing in your body, whether you've been dealing with areas that need deliverance, things in your mind, emotions, you know, you feel like you're just about to lose it. You ain't got to lose it. You know, God has a perfect solution for you.
Perfect solution.
So I just, you know, and he's got the solution for every situation and circumstance.
Amen.
Try Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise his name. Amen. 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 So we thank God tonight. If anybody have a prayer request they want to submit tonight to be prayed over for, we move on to the next person in the radio program. Is there any need, a desire, an answer from God? You got a word to speak to us right now? Amen. Well, I praise the Lord, sir. Amen. Somebody got a word? Hello? Somebody got a word? Hey, amen. Well, tonight I just say this much. I thank God for the opportunity of being able to bring the beloved sister with the Reverend. Are you there? Amen.
Of course. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, I'm here.
Amen. We're waiting to hear from you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. It's 8:30 but now. Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm just so thrilled and excited and gloriously happy in the name of Jesus to be here. To be here to follow such great teaching. To thank God for the word that is life. And eternal life. It ain't just life. It's eternal life. I think a lot of people missing that point. So I come. Let me pray. Most High God, Abba Father, Elohim, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking and praising and magnifying and exalting you, Lord, because you are the one worthy of exaltation. Man wants to be exalted, but you are the exalted one, Lord, and we can't exalt you enough. We thank you, Father, for forgiving us of our sins, trespasses, knowing and unknown. We thank you, Father, for blessing our enemies as we have forgiven them for their trespassing against us, blessing the government and all those that have fall up underneath the government, that they might do the things and hold up the laws that are righteous and truth, and that the love of God will pass through all of them, heart and conscience, that they will want to do the will of God, that they will want to consult you on a daily and momentarily basis, trying to find the way and the direction to follow your way and to lead this country. We thank you, Father, for the next president. I pray, Lord God, that you will appoint the one that you want, that he will do and guide and lead us righteously. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father, for all the bishops, apostles, pastors, ministers, evangelists, teachers, all those that love you with a pure heart, Lord. All ministers, all Christians are ministers of the living God. We are ambassadors. We have been chosen, called, and predestinated and elected. And we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart reach the ears and the hearts and word itself. Because your word say you sent out your word and it healed them. We know that your word will not return void. We thank you, God, for your word in the name of Jesus. And tonight I want to come to you from the names of God. I want to introduce you to the names of God and how powerful the names of God. I won't be able to get through a pinch of them, but I do want to start with the one that you might know, that the names of God, and as Jesus told us when he was teaching us to our Father, Abba, Father. Abba is one of the Hebrew titles that we can call on God. It is very, very powerful. Adonai, Jehovah. All in all, angel of his presence. The arm of Lord. He has many titles, many, many titles, but he also has Elohim, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, meaning peace, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah El Shaddai, Jahah, J-A-H. I want to get people used to praying in these names, learn the meanings of these names, search the words, search the Hebrew teachings of his names. Learn to call on him. So many of us just say, God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, in our prayer. Yet we know his names. His names are important. He has given us a name that is written in heaven. So I want to come from you, like I say, it's several scriptures, but one of his names is in the Elohim is the creator, meaning creator. One of its titles, one of its meanings is creator. It's in the scriptures over 35 times. And when we understand that Elohim is the creator, then you got to understand, for all those scientist people out there who believe we came from apes and graduated up to being human beings, that it's an impossibility, and for a man to let his little brain go down to the level of wanting to consider that we came from monkeys and apes, I beg of you to search and call on God in the name of Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, to call on him and ask him, Lord, is this ludicrous insanity that I think that we was made from animals, that we was that we derived from a beast, a monkey, or ape, and then we have after a thousand, they philosophy that after thousands of years, then we became. You've seen the chart. Anybody that's seen that ludicrous chart, then we became humans. But I'm here to tell you, we want to focus on what the words say. In the beginning. In the beginning. God. Now, we know God is not a man, and God can't lie. So somebody is lying to y'all. And I want to understand, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God. So, and God's name Elohim, the I Am, the Lord God Almighty, the Most High God, the Glorious God. Oh, I could go on and on and on. Messiah. Jesus is the Messiah. Adonai. He's all through the Old Testament. His names is all through the New Testament. The I Am. The I Am. John chapter 58.
Amen.
Jehovah Elion. The Lord Most High. Psalm 7:17. Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. Genesis 22:8. Jehovah Mekish Dishim. The Lord our sanctifier. Leviticus chapter 2:8. And whoever is on the line, we can hear all your background, everything you're doing. So thank you for muting the line, because it distracts all the people who are trying to hear. So we praise the Lord for that, because we thank you for being there. Jehovah Shalom, which means the Lord our peace. Judges 6:24. Jehovah Shema, the Lord is there. Ezekiel 48:35. Look at these names. Search the scriptures. Search the scriptures and see if these are so. These are just, I'm not even naming a pinch, as I said earlier. But I want you to know that God has promised that his name is very, very important. And here in Revelation, it's Revelation 2, I know thy work and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou cannot bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say, they are apostles and are not, and has found them liars.
Amen.
Found them liars, because they have said they know his name, yet they don't know it. You know, and right now, that's it doesn't. The other scriptures say, because you have not denied my name, denied his name. It's Psalms. Psalms 34:3. All through here, it teaches, don't deny his name. So we're denying his name in many, many forms when we even dare let the devil take us on an imaginary course of believing that we was once apes. And 34:3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Let us exalt his name together. And if there's anyone out there who have not given their life to Christ, who are still searching to see if God... I know there's some atheists out there. I know there's some some people who don't believe that Jesus is the only, O-N-L-Y, only way, the only truth, the only life. But I'm here, we're here for you to try and show you with all the love of Jesus that we can conjure up that he is. Because like the previous caller, teacher said, eternity is a long, 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 long time. Even if you're 116 years old right this minute, that is nothing but a blink of an eye compared to eternity. And we are definitely going to die, or we're going to be caught up in the sky. But let me get it clear with you. Only people can be caught up in the sky is the ones who have made Jesus Lord, made Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord of their life, Lord of their life. And because of his magnificent grace, his wonderful loving grace, he has reached out. When she read John 3:16, well, John 3:15, most people don't read. Most people don't know John 3:15, and hardly anybody know John 3:18. Because John 3:16 is so powerful, true. It is powerful that God truly loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son. But he also goes on and tells you, if you don't accept his son, he ain't got no more money for you. Whereas now we are under the divine dispensation of grace. Grace. Grace is unmerited, unearned. There's nothing you can do to accomplish it. There's nothing you can do but say,
Michael,
I believe that Jesus was my perfect sacrifice. I believe and I confess that Jesus Christ died on Calvary and he was bruised for my iniquities, and that by his stripes I am healed, that he was the perfect lamb without spot or blemish. That's the only way you can enjoy John 3:16. But let me show you what John 3:15 and John 3:18 says. Because of the greatness of his name, you can have power. The Bible says that you can't call Jesus Lord. No man can call Jesus Lord except by the Holy Ghost. So it's a plain fact. When you meet a person who believes we came from apes or any of those scientific lies, that it's a fact that them people do not know Jesus or God. But you have the opportunity. You can know God. It's not just preachers and teachers and evangelists and prophets and apostles that know God. Everybody that God comes down and makes his abode. The Bible says only way we can know God is that he draw us. No man can come except the Father in heaven draw us. I know we think we can just jump up and say, I believe in God, and y'all think that we just come to God because of our own self-will, but believe me, God himself has drawn us. The Bible says in the same book that she came from earlier, Colossians chapter 1, that he created all things, and all things by him was created. And this here same book, St. John chapter 1 tells you that he, in the beginning, God himself was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh. That's what the word, you know. So I would implore you to call upon God and ask him, reveal your name to me, Lord. Reveal your way to me. Reveal your mind to me. Show me. Show me. Because if you're a doctor out there or a lawyer, the educators is the ones who get caught up. You know, the words say not many wise men are called. You know, it's not because it's because they have so many things that hinder the true God. It's not because they, that he meant wise according to this world. Not because, not according to him, because God gives wisdom that this educational system cannot touch. It can't touch. So we want you to get to know the Lord, to seek him, to repent, to realize that you were born in sin. Most Christians don't, most people don't understand. So if you came from an animal and you graduated, we graduated up to being monkeys and then apes and then finally after so many hundred thousand years we became these other lying lies. But what happened, who, if we were invented by and became transferred from being monkeys and not by God, who then made the ants and the little insects that you can't even see with your eyes? But better question than that, who made the monkey? Who made the monkey? You know, God didn't have to, he don't, he's not, he don't have to play around to figure out how to make man. The Bible say he made us from the dirt. That's what the word say. And then he created woman from the side of man, Adam. So I beg of you to examine yourselves and search out the word. Search the word, for in it is eternal life. In it. And as I was quoting to you, St. John chapter 3:15, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And then verse 16 is the great one. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that
my
is
God,
not,
my God.
Just because you're a doctor or lawyer or school teacher or professor or got millions of dollars or black or white or Chinese or Oriental or Arab, you are just you, but who, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal, have everlasting life.
My God.
And the reason we don't have to condemn you or anything is because verse 17 tells you point blank, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Please hear me with all the
amen.
Love of
God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
The world through him might be saved. None of them other philosophies offer you salvation. None. I mean, salvation is a must. It's absolute must. You must be born again. You must be saved to have eternal life abiding in you. This is very, very important. I know we don't think you do nothing but be born, live a good life, work, live a good life, get rich, and die. But I'm here to tell you, death is an eternal. You are an eternal being. You have been created by the living God. And when he breathed into astral to Adam's nostrils, he became a living soul. And so therefore you have eternal life abiding in you. You have eternal life. Now, whether you're going to live eternal with the living God or eternal damned. So I urge you to, and you don't have to be at no church. You don't have to be in no great hall. All you have to do is in your sincerest of your heart, ask God, ask the Lord God, the I Am, the El Shaddai, the Jehovah Nisse, the Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shalom. Ask him, are you real? Can you come into my heart tonight? Can you save me? Can you save me? Am I lost? Will I spend eternity from you? Ask him. Ask him. Because his arms is open wide. He's ready to shower his love. And believe me, his love is so magnificent. His love is, he's not going to condemn you. He's not going to criticize you. He is going to love you into his kingdom. That's what God is. God is love. He is love. And he came to shower us with his love. By that, he has poured out unmerited favor of grace. Grace on us. He loves us when we're good. He loves us when we're bad. When we're doing right, and he loves us when we're not. But he wants us to love him so much that we will want to please him. And he said, if you love me, you will obey me, obey my commandments. And what is his commandments? The first and the second. It said, hang all the law on these first and second commandments. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy mind, thy soul, and thy strength. And the second is to it, to love thy neighbor as thyself. All them other eight commandments, they are there, but they're not as important as number one and number two now. And that is found in in the New Testament. I'm not even going to give you the Old Testament. That's found in Romans chapter 13. In Matthew 22 and verse 40.
Amen.
Those are found. Thus we are asking you. And if anybody have any questions they want to call in and ask any questions, or call in and give a comment, or share your knowledge of the word.
Amen.
We beg, we implore you to do that, because we don't. My ministry.
Amen.
Love of
Amen.
Christ in the power of his word and in the power of his resurrection. Because when we come to Christ, we are new creatures. We become Romans 5:17, new creatures. The old man must pass away. Yes, I might stumble and I might fall. I'm not always doing what is right sometimes, or you won't. But don't be so overly with it. Learn that the love of God is good for you, is there to help you get up. You fall, but you can get right back up. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, and I pray, Father God, that this word will touch the hearts of those that were out there in Thailand, in China, in whatever
Amen.
Country they were in,
Amen.
They might know and be preached to their hearts. Know that this Jesus, this Yeshua HaMashiach, died
Amen.
For you. He made
Amen.
It very, God made
Amen.
It very, when he was hanging on that cross, he was thinking of you in the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless.
Hallelujah.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Well, tonight's the night that we thank God for everything. And I just say tonight there was one or two people that's on the line, but they dropped. But I want to say this. We have a few moments we can ask for. Somebody got a statement they want to make. We got prayer we want to have. And I want to thank God this night that what God has done. Amen. Anybody out there have a word to say, a testimony, a prayer request, just anybody? The line is open. Amen. The line is open. Amen. Well, I know tonight was a great, there's a lot of teaching tonight that was done tonight, and I'm just so excited about the teachings I've heard tonight. And one of the things I will say to all of us who believe, the more we come together and the more we can call on the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, call upon him. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is Jehovah Elohim. He is who he say he is. I'm the blessed one. That's in the scripture, the blessed one, because he makes it possible for us to come to him and lean on his shoulder. And tonight I just say, tonight is a night that what God has done this particular day. And so I ask you to pray for me as I pray for you. I see what God is saying to us, to the believers, and to every believer, we got to come to one thing. As a sister was teaching that, I take so many notes. I'm trying to write as fast as I can, but I said, okay, Lord. So I started recording it on the radio station. And so I just want to say to everybody, tonight is a night that the Lord has blessed. He brought some teachers tonight. And one will start off with Corinthians, and the other will start off there and say it to Colossians. And you know what? If you be risen with Christ, the same teaching that Reverend Prince is putting in, if you be risen with Christ, are we risen with Christ? I'm risen with Christ. We got to stop looking at this word of stuff, because right now we're on the verge. And if we just take notes of what's happening in America today, just notice what is happening. Just notice all the evil that's still trying to penetrate. We got more than fivefold ministries, nothing but a bunch of liars. They're not following God. They're following what they want to follow. We got to pray for them. We got to lift them up. Some people don't like to pray and research the word. But I will say, I like the way Reverend Prince says, search the word. Search the word. The Bible says, search and you'll find. Seek and you'll find. Knocking the door over. Because the more you take, just because this person wrote that book, don't mean no information there. One of the Sonia tonight started out with dates. I got all the different Bibles right here in my office. And as she was reading out of the book of dates, sin, adultery. Three sins a man must keep. You can't live under the law. We don't live under the law. We live under grace. Amen. And so, anybody got a thing to say before we go off the radio station? If you're not, I thank God for you. If not, I'll see you on the other side. But before we go, I want to pray. Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Elohim, in the name of the Blessed One, in the name of him who said that I am that I am, thank you for this night. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And then, Father, we come together, unite ourselves. We want to thank you for this night. Somebody we didn't even get a chance to speak to tonight. Somebody. But you know, Lord, we said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you. Because when you said to Isaiah said it was in the year that the king died. Hallelujah. He said, and I saw the Lord sit upon the throne. Oh, glory to God. And he lifted up. Oh, my. He was lifted up. And see, God is doing it right now. He's sitting on his throne. He's lifted up. Hallelujah. And when his holiness fills our bodies. And I'm saying right now, because the more we got to see the more we got to understand. The more we believe, the more we got. See, I don't have time anymore, as I thought one time in past. I got to love even the worst person in the world. Even the worst person in the world. I got to love him. I got to love him. I may not like him, but I got to love him because he's an enemy. I got to pray for the enemy. Do what Jesus said. And so tonight, having a great time tonight, I want to thank all of you tonight that was on the line and just say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Remember my words. I love you. I love you. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen. I'll see you on the other side.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is Brother Hunter. How you doing? I'm blessed. I'm blessed of the Lord. Amen. Thank you for coming on the radio station tonight. Amen. Okay. Well, I'm not going to hold you up, but the Lord bless you and keep you, okay? Amen. God kills upon him. He cares for us. Amen. Amen. Likewise. Bye.
dismayed. Where was Twitter? Man's coming. Yes. Yes. Thank you.